When Padma Lakshmi made her Netflix show, Taste the Nation, she thought it would be just a celebration of American regional cuisine. What she didn't know was that by the time it was broadcast, it would be a kind of wild fantasy about a strange world in which we could travel around and talk to people.
The first question for Padma Lakshmi is, does she really have a superpower, being a super taster?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds more impressive than it is. It's like, you know, the human version of when dogs can hear whistles that humans can't.
Did you know there was something different about you growing up? Did you know that you were special?
I don't know about special, but definitely my family thought I was weird or strange, because even when I was a toddler, I really enjoyed very spicy foods and, you know, very spicy for Indian cuisine. And so I would always seek out really spicy pickles and chilies in my grandmother's kitchen, and they kept moving those jars higher and higher on the pantry shelves. And then I would just climb them like a monkey. And basically, you know, one time I was there and the glass was oily and it slipped from my hand and it fell. And I was just hanging there for a really long time, because if I jumped down, I would have jumped onto glass and oil. And, you know, my aunt saved me. But I've always had a very keen sense of taste and smell, which is not always great if you're dating me. But like my partner tastes like 4 showers a day.
We were talking earlier on the show about what we've been eating during the pandemic. How have you been doing? Have you been cooking at home? I assume you're quite a good chef.
Yeah, I was cooking at home. In fact, I was cooking 5 minutes ago. You know, the first thing I did in pandemic was go out and buy like 25-pound bags of rice and lentils. Whereas, you know, my daughter was hoarding Cheerios and my partner was hoarding weirdly dried apricots and peanut butter. And we still have like 47 boxes of cereal, and I'm pushing the cereal. I'm pushing an all carb diet because I need space in my pantry.
Is it possible that he got like the dried apricots and peanut butter because he thought it might make him smell a little better?
One can hope.
I consider myself a decent cook, but I've gotten so bored with my own cooking, I just can't think of anything that interests me to eat anymore. I'm like, can they invent a new animal or something? Just
I get sick of my own cooking, believe me. You know, the other day I was like, can somebody else cook, please?
Your daughter was like, I'm going to make a Cheerios casserole that you are going to love.
It's topped with dried apricots.
Totally.
Like, you must have been at some time in your career in a situation where somebody lovely who you love has made you some dish and it's terrible and you're not going to tell them that, what do you say?
I don't say anything. You know, I just like I made it my mission to not ever lie to my daughter, and I just talk around difficult questions. I just don't say anything. I mean, I'm thinking of a particular Passover dinner at, you know, my daughter's father's relative's house. And I just didn't say anything. I just, you know, I hope she doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, if she's an older Jewish woman, she absolutely does. I'm sorry. So I wanted to talk to you about your show, Taste the Nation, which is awesome. You travel the country and you immerse yourself for the episode in various communities and talk about their food as part of their culture. And it's great. What do you do if you're eating somebody's cooking and you really don't like it?
On this show, because I've created the show and I'm choosing where to go, I'm going there for a particular reason. I have to say, though, in the Native American episode,
yeah,
I was very nervous. I was kind of shaking in my boots about that pack rat. It was my first rodent.
Sure.
I'd never had anything like it. I've eaten a lot of funky stuff over the years, as you can imagine. I had pack rat glazed with a sumac agave sauce, and it was divine. We're going to have it for Thanksgiving if I can catch it.
You should have it. You should have your in-laws over and have it for Passover.
Exactly.
You're saying pack rat? Is that what you're saying? Because I don't know what kind of, I just know rat. I don't know.
You should describe a pack rat for everybody.
A pack rat is a very small desert animal. Mm-hmm. It nests in bushes. It has a tail. It's furry. You need about 8 of them to be full if you're just eating the legs. I can tell you this from personal experience now. And you know when it's done because you boil it until the tail falls off.
I don't know anything about your personal life, nor do I want to pry. But the one thing I would guess could break up a relationship between a Jew and a non-Jew is Manischewitz wine. Like, you drink this stuff?
I got to tell you, at that first Passover dinner...
Yeah.
The way the food was, I was begging for a goblet of Manischewitz.
Oh, that's really bad food then.
Yeah, when someone says, pass the Manischewitz, you're like, you must hate my food.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, Padma Lakshmi, it is a delight to talk to you, but we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Top Chef Meet Top Ref.
So you know and work with the best chefs in the world. What do you know of the top refs? We're going to ask you 3 questions about sports referees. Answer 2 correctly, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might choose for their voicemail. Bill, who is Padma Lakshmi playing for?
Christopher Price of San Diego, California.
All right. One of the pioneers of refereeing was hockey ref Fred Waghorn, who is responsible for what important innovation in refereeing? Was it A, he introduced the striped uniform because, quote, I find it quite slimming? B, he was the first ref to eject a player by picking him up and carrying him off the rink? Or C, he was the first ref to introduce whistles to the game to replace the traditional referee's cowbell?
I'm going to say he introduced the whistle.
You're exactly right, Padma. That's what he did. Apparently, at that point, referees used cowbells to indicate, like, the start and stop of play, and fans started bringing their own cowbells to confuse them. So he said, aha, nobody else will have a whistle. All right, next question. Joey Crawford is a legendary referee in the NBA, but he was suspended for part of a season because he did what? A, he grabbed the ball from Chris Paul after Paul missed 2 free throws and said, let me show you how to do it. B, he challenged Tim Duncan, who was sitting on the bench, to a fist fight. Or C, he called a technical foul on Steph Curry just because his drooly mouth guard was really gross.
Wow. I'm going to say the first one.
You're going to say the first one, that he walked up to Chris Paul, took the ball, and said, let me show you how to do it, after Paul missed some free throws.
Yeah.
No, it was actually 2. He did challenge Tim Duncan to a fist fight. This was after he had already called 2 technical fouls on Duncan for laughing at him.
It's all bad.
But this is not for you, because there's one more question. If you get this right,
oh,
you win.
Great.
NFL referees went on strike right before the 2012 season, resulting in the league bringing in replacement refs who were not very good. In fact, one of those refs had done what before he got his chance at the NFL? A, he had his driver's license revoked because of his poor eyesight. B, he applied to be a ref in the English Football League because he didn't know they meant soccer. Or C, he had been fired from the Lingerie Football League for incompetence.
I'm going to go with 1.
You're going to go with 1, that he had his driver's license revoked, that he was so blind that they actually took away his license to drive, and yet he got a job refereeing in the NFL. Okay.
Yeah.
It was actually 3. It was the Lingerie Football League. In fact, there was an entire crew of referees from the Lingerie Football League who ended up in the NFL and were blamed for some of the worst things that happened during that brief period of time. Bill, how did Padma Lakshmi do in our quiz?
Dismally.
Padma got, technically, she got 1 out of 3, but... let's give her an extra point for bringing such spice to our show.
Very
You're
well
a winner,
done.
Padma. Thank you.
There you go.
Padma Lakshmi's new show is Taste the Nation on Hulu. It's wonderful, but warning, it will make you hungry for food that's hard to get right now. Padma Lakshmi, thank you so much for joining us. And wait, don't tell me. An absolute joy to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me on. I'm such a huge fan of the show. You give me great joy. I'm going to go back to cooking my chicken.
All right, go do it.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Padma.
Bye.
What's that cooking?
Roasted chicken.